I'm going to start with a confession. I am a practitioner of following this way of love and particularly the practice of rest, but I am not a champion of rest. I think most people that know me know that I really, resting is not one of the things that I excel at, and I continue to practice and get better at it over time. And that is the way that a lot of us live our lives, is that we get going at a very quick pace, and often we forget about resting because we just move and move and move until we are exhausted and fall to the side. Am I alone? This is the way we live our lives. And so as we've gone through all of the different practices, turn, learn, pray, worship, bless, go, now rest, I actually believe that this one is the most difficult of those practices. One thing is that if you look at the other six, those are things that you can check off. You can do those things. You can find a way to accomplish them. But rest is kind of wispy. It kind of goes off. It is very challenging to put rest on your resume. It doesn't fit there. The other things can go there. You can. Oh, I learned this, and I say my prayers, and I do all of these things. You can write those on your resume. Not so much with rest. As I was preparing this, an article came up from the Atlantic magazine. It was earlier this week actually, "Workism is Making America Miserable." It was a great article actually. Had a lot of pieces in it that are that I will share a little bit with you. But we live in a culture in which we think that we're taking a lot of time to go on vacation, but the reality is that we're taking less time on vacations than we once did. If you look at in the article, it quotes Keynesian theory. In 1930, he wrote an article, and in the article, he predicted that in the 21st century, so about 100 years later, that we would have 5-day weekends. Now, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. That has not happened. He's not here to look at it and to study it, but it has not happened. We've lost 200 hours per year in the amount of time that we work. But for those people who are working in white-collar jobs, the hours have increased over that time. We take people who have white-collar jobs are on salary, and they work harder and longer than they once did. They take less time, even though they could buy some time to do, use their resources to buy some extra time, some rest. They don't do it. The article contends that is because we have gone away from thinking about worshiping God, worshiping something greater than ourselves, and instead we get our meaning, we get our identity, we get our transcendence from our jobs and not from helping other people or living in families or doing the things that are truly important. There was a recent Pew Research study that said 95% of young people consider one of their top goals that they want to accomplish in their lives is to find a job with meaning. It beat out families, and it beat out kindness as things that they wanted to focus their lives on. I think this has something to do with how we parent people, how I've been parented, how many of you have been parented, how we've been taught to get into the American cultural system, that we've got to check off a lot of things that we've got to do, that we've got to accomplish, that we've got to have this many extracurricular activities, and all of these things are aiming for a career. where we can check off these various things and put them on our resume. And we do it, we show this in a couple of ways. First of all, we will catalog all of the days and things that we do in a week, and then we somehow maneuver those into conversations with other people. It's a way of proving how important we are. It's our identity. Second thing is that we use our social media to produce some pictures that demonstrate that we have got it all worked out. We are smooth living. You know, we have the beautiful, you know, the setting of your wonderful meal, the picture of in Hawaii. You have the gathering of your family. You have these manufactured pictures, but they've been put there to show that you have got it all together, when reality is much more complex than that. We have our LinkedIn things. We mark all those things in our LinkedIn profile, looking for some support from people. And really, that social media whole thing is all based on some kind of competitiveness. How many favorites do you have, or how many retweets do you get, or how many people are following you? The challenge when we're looking at this practice of rest is that those things are not important. Those things need to be let go, and we need to find our identity, we need to find our transcendence, not from our work. We need to find that in our lives. We need to reconnect with what's truly important. When you have a great job, there's a chance that you could become unnecessary and then you wouldn't have that job anymore. But if you find what's truly important, it's always there to hold you up, no matter what. In the Exodus passage today, we hear about the commandment that says that you should honor the Sabbath day. It's the fourth of the commandments. And it's been misused over time. The word Sabbath means seventh day. And so when you take it literally, it says, okay, well, yes, you work really hard for 6 days, and then you take a break on the seventh day. And in Jesus' time, it was taken literally in the sense that you could not do anything. You couldn't exert any energy toward anything. You couldn't help somebody if they needed help. You couldn't prepare food. You couldn't do anything. You just needed to take a break on that day. Jesus said, you're putting it in the wrong order. Jesus taught us that in order to really honor the Sabbath, which is following the days of creation, there were 6 days of creation, and on the seventh day God rested. Really, what its meaning is, Jesus taught us, was that you needed to balance your life. You needed to find times every day, every week, every year. You needed to set up times in which you were reconnecting with what's truly important. That is honoring the Sabbath day. That's what's finding what's truly meaningful and important in your life. It's not about gathering things. It's not gathering prestige. It's not gathering things to mark off on your checklist. What's truly important is finding meaning. And meaning comes from being in relationship with other people. It is in gathering together in community. It's about helping somebody else when they need it. Our country has come to the point where we think that we can't be successful if we need somebody else's help. But that's not what it says in Scripture. That's not what it says to be a Christian. It says that we actually need other people's help. We need their participation in our lives just as much as we need to give those things to others. That's the whole purpose of why we are alive, And that's where we gain our true meaning. So consider this practice of rest. Think about how you put it into your own lives. Think about how you can change that so you can find a period of time every day in which you set aside and you rest, where you reconnect with things that are truly the most important, where you can find that transcendence, not in something where you could be deemed unnecessary in the future, but where you truly are yourself, where you truly have everything. If we practice that kind of rest, that kind of turning away and finding that solid core of our being, if we can find that, life is totally worth it. It gives you everything. So as I said at the beginning, I'm still practicing this. I'm still learning how to be restful. And I think we can all do it together. I think it's something that's worthwhile to do. So consider the ways that you can find those moments in your life to set some boundaries in your busyness, to find that regular practice of rest, because it will bring about great joy and great love with everybody around you.